Finally, we want to close on a musical note. Earlier in the week, we talked with entertainer and activist Harry Belafonte. He was in town to commemorate the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday and to participate in the inaugural activities. But before we let him get out of town, we had to know what he's listening to these days. And so we're going to share that with you in our segment that we call In Your Ear.
I'm right now listening to Mozart, the violin concerto. I often listen to classical music because I find a depth in the music and a space in which to be able to not only admire the power of the symphonic art, but to be lifted by the genius of the men and women who have written that music. I also listen with great regularity to Sly and the Family Stone, the way in which they performed, and Sly and the group, they kind of embodied a strong sense of the protest of the period. And when he did I Want to Take You Higher, those are the utterances of the day that that I think did a lot to inspire young people. Sly, just rock my boat. Music is a big part of my life, and I think the most essential use of it is that I have almost all of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches in my computer and in my iPod. And when I am in a troubled place or in a place in need of his voice, I just tap in. And I can listen and be again inspired by who he was and what our friendship was about.
I have a dream. My dream is to be free. My dream is to be. My dream is to be. My dream is to be free.
I also spent a great deal of time listening to what goes on in the contemporary scene, from hip-hop to R&B to rock. You name it, I listen to it. At the moment, I'm listening a lot to Common. He and I met and talked. As a matter of fact, we shared the cover of Ebony magazine not too long ago. And in my deep connectedness to the hip-hop culture, back in the 1980s, I produced a film called Beat Street. I listened to the hip-hop culture because I understand its power and I understand what it does to young people all over the world. It's a great instrument for communication among the young. And Common, who I think is one of the great social commentators, is a person that I have a great deal of interest in, and I follow what he does.
The world see me looking in the mirror, images of me getting much clearer. Dear self, I wrote a letter just to better my soul. If I don't express it, then forever I hold inside. I'm from a side where we out of control. Rap music and the hood play the fatherly role. My story like yours.
Entertainer and activist Harry Belafonte. We thank him for telling us what's playing in his ear. To hear our conversation with him earlier in the week about his thoughts on Martin Luther King Jr., please visit our website at npr.org/tellmemore. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.